Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It is Sincerely I Am a Mess is live in your drive time. I am in your drive time this morning and want to say good morning to you. I told you guys I will be on here, but it won't be as much as I used to be on here, and I'm going to try to get better. I can't promise anything at this point right now. Once this training at work stops, then I'll probably keep you more focused back into my podcast and giving you guys the attention that you deserve and need. I hope things have been going great for you. Today is hump day. We have made it to Wednesday hump day. Week is almost over. You hear any music in the background? I do not own any copyrights to any music that I play in the background. But this morning, guys, I am up. I'm ready. I'm moving. Trying to get to work to get things popping for myself this morning. It's been a rough training. But I'm getting through it, guys. I'm learning. I just want to come on here real briefly and talk about something. You know, guys, I hope you guys are in your cars, click it or take it, because the law, save your life is someone else's too. Guys, listen here. I hope you're making it home from work. I know this morning a lot of you probably just got in from work and trying to get nestled in and cozy and comfortable. Some of you are going straight to sleep. But you know what? The body can't get rest without a little bit of something in your tummy. So put some on your tummy and then curl up and go to sleep. I had to come out here this morning. You know, it's been a lot of situations going on with our teens. What's up with our teens? Dude, you know, it saddens me because, you know, my son is on his way out of middle school. He'll be going to high school in another year. And I just think about the stuff that happens, you know. I'm like, dude, I know it can happen anywhere, but I'm just thinking like, man, my son got to go to school with this mess. You know, your kids are not safe in school these days at all. You know, they never are safe. You know, things, unforeseen occurrences can happen all the time, and we just pray that they make it through the day without being harmed. You know, we want our babies to make it home to us. No matter what age they are, to me, they're still babies. I don't care, you know? I still call my 19-year-old my baby, my 23-year-old my baby. They're all my babies. I don't care. You know, but my 12-year-old baby, soon to be a teenage baby, I'm afraid for him because y'all teenagers be having that beef early, not late. What could y'all really be beefing about? I'm just trying to figure that one out. Like, what y'all beefing over? You know, what them grades look like? What them grades look like? Hit me up on that. What them grades look like? Y'all sit the hell up here and be on this extra shit for real. And I'm just going to say like that. Still is going to say what you want to say. You know, I'm never here. I'm never there. Never anywhere. And I will spit it out when I want it. What the hell could y'all be beefing over? What the fuck are y'all beefing over? Let me say it like that. When you're in high school and you're like, freaking, you know, you're 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, what the fuck are you beefing over? Like, sit your ass down and go to class. You know, when I was, back in the day when I was in my younger days, this shit wasn't allowed. We weren't allowed to go to school and act straight up ass. Like, we went to school, we might have went a little early, got our scrap on, we might have been at a park and got our scrap on, we might have been after school to get our scrap on at a park, and then some of us just bowled and scrapped there at school and got suspended. But to come to school busting, get out of here. What the hell is y'all even busting at? What is y'all busting over? I'm going to say it just like that. You know, I'm in the season game. You know, when you're in the season game, words come out how the fuck they want to come out, and you guys are cutting up. Like, somebody, you know, I said before, you know, somebody sound the alarm. No, somebody sound the alarm on these little kids nowadays at these schools. Y'all be straight ass cutting up. And then y'all expect for some fucking buddy to literally deal with your shit. Like, I'm not dealing with your shit. Go to school to get an education, not go to school to learn how to bust at somebody for nothing. Because half of the stuff that y'all banging over on Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, TikTok, or whatever the hell the message is out there for you, the platform is for you, you guys are tripping. You're going to school shooting and brought up in daylight, not even thinking about other people's kids' lives. As a matter of fact, not even your own life. I need to sit the fuck down somewhere. Sit down. You're pissing me off. Sit down. Like, I mean, you know, my kids ain't allowed to go to school act that way. My son, you know, he's at that preteen stage, so he be trying to cut up a little bit. You know, they got this thing called, like, merits, or if I'm saying it right. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's like a little disciplinary sheet or whatever, you know, and he had nerve enough to let his fill up because he want to run his mouth. You know what I'm saying? He want to be at school trying to act like he hard and talking, and teacher told him to be quiet and he want to keep talking. It's like, look at here, bro. Like, you know, you come home, we not tolerating your mouth. You're going to shut the fuck up at school. and do what you need to do. And some of you are probably like, dang, silly, you cussed this morning. Dang, you know, you treat your, no, I don't treat my kids like nothing. No, like nothing. I treat my kids like gold. I teach my kids the skills and the disciplinary actions that they need to follow daily. If you respect me at home, you'll go out here and you respect somebody else. But if you let them kids disrespect you at home and get away with stuff, they'll go out here and do the same. Now, don't get me twisted. I know when they're around their peers, they have a tendency of forgetting and want to be, you know, they want to be cool. They don't forget. They know what they know what you taught them. They just want to fit in. They want to be part of something. So sometimes they just go to school and they just like, you know, I'm going to act out, you know. But they don't realize that acting out's got consequences, and those parents that don't play that shit. And my son got his little merits filled up, and his, you know, teacher hit me up. She's like, you know, AJ's got to spend attention after school, blah, 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 blah. Nah, he ain't spending attention after school because that's my time. You know, he can take his lunch time. That's his time. That's the time they enjoy the most at school. So, you know, I talked to the teacher a little bit. You know, we banged it out a little bit. She's like, you know, he needs to stay after school. I said, nah, he ain't staying after school because that's my time. You know, that's when he needs to come home and do things he needs to do here, homework, be attentive to what he needs to do. You know, so he can give you his lunch time because that's the time that he values the most. And so once we hashed out, you know, banged out a little bit over the phone, the teacher was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. These kids do value their lunch time. Yeah, I know. I was a kid once. I knew my lunch time was when you flirted. That was, you know, when you talked to your boyfriend, girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? And that's the time that you stood with the homies and you kind of played around, laughed, talked it out. That's the time that you take. After school don't mean nothing to them. You know, they go in there and take a nap during detention. They can do that. No, take their lunch. Yeah, you can have 2 days of his lunch. How about that? You know, by the time that third day comes, he's going to be so disconnected from his little clique, he got to figure out how to click back up. And then he'll learn his lesson again. I could go on this morning because, you know, when you're seasoning the game, we don't play that, you know? We don't play that with our kids. I don't know about nobody else, but I don't play that with my kids. You're not going to go out here shooting up nothing, disrespecting, acting a fool. You don't get to do that. Nah, you don't get to do that. So, I don't know. I hope you guys had a bona fide day this week at work, and I hope that you're able to get through your days because, man, I'm mad at these kids. Well, I'm going to end here, guys, because I got to get to work. This morning, I'm pushing it this morning. I told you I'm supposed to be training. But I want you guys to know that Cecilia is out here in the traffic with you riding, and she understands, and she's listening, and she's podcasting as she comes in tune with things that just don't make no damn sense. Let's get a little bit of senior hump day so you can get to work and enjoy yourselves this morning. Let's hit this up real quick.
Girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to think of better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix. I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next? They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't let them up, see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown.
Alright, I wanted to get a little Warren G in your life before you stepped into that hump day. Get in there and get everything out your way. Hump it through your day. All the way through it. Hump, 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 hump. Get up out of there. And don't stay late. Fellas, I think about you all the time because my husband worked so late yesterday. I couldn't do nothing but prepare his dinner, get his clothes ready for shower, and he was out, and I couldn't do nothing but respect it. He had a long, long day, so fellas, get out those jobs. I know they can be something else. I know they can have you in a position to where you're like, literally like, what do I do next? Don't let nothing stand in your way. Get out of there and go home. You need your rest too. All right, guys, I gotta let you go. And sincerely, is with you in your drive time always. Until next time, guys, we'll touch on more subjects. Sincerely, I am a mess.